you can't be implementing too many things. Like you said, there is focus and execution, but you have to be open to it. You have to be flexible because things are ever changing and you need to stay on top of that.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited for our next episode of our investing shorts, and I'm excited to welcome back Gary Lipsky to the show. Gary, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. So everyone, Gary is the host of the Asset Management Summit, and he has a book out called
Best in Class.
Best in Class, right, of course. And he focuses on asset management, which is really cool. And is also a multifamily syndicator. And today I'd love to ask you, Gary, what is one habit that has contributed to your continued growth and success? You've obviously had a long entrepreneurial career and would love to hear from you on that.
Well, never stop learning. You know, you have to be curious and you never know where a new idea will come. And business constantly evolves. So if you're not growing and learning, you're falling behind.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's such an important topic and concept. And how have you employed that in your life? Like, what does that look like for you?
Just reading a lot. You know, I'm subscribed to a lot of, you know, multifamily kind of newsletters, listening to other people's podcasts, bringing people on that I respect on my podcast and asking questions that I want to ask, attending conferences and talking real estate with other people, because even someone that just started out might have a new idea, a fresh perspective that you never thought of before, or new technology that you learn and that you can implement in your business. So you never know where a new idea will come from, and you've got to be open to those ideas and that growth, because it can really provide a lot of opportunity for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, it's so important. The world is changing quickly, and we have to be kind of adaptable and prepared for that. One thing that I think is sort of interesting is kind of balancing between sort of focusing on execution, but then also being open to kind of new ways of doing things or thinking about things. Like, do you find that you have, like, how does that balance look for you?
Yeah, you know, I'm always open to new ideas, and sometimes new technology just doesn't make sense for you, you know, for you to implement. Sometimes it does. But I think if you take stock of that, maybe every quarter, every 6 months, and kind of look back and say, okay, well, what can we be doing differently? That's really important. If you don't take stock of that, you know, a couple of years down the road, you could be like, oh, wow, I'm losing a lot of ground because I haven't implemented these things. So it's not that you have to implement a lot of things. And I think that's the wrong way to go, but maybe one thing every 3 months or 6 months, because you can't be implementing too many things. Like you said, there is focus and execution, but you have to be open to it. You have to be flexible because things are ever changing and you need to stay on top of that.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and you know, end of the year is a great time, or quarterly. Some people do quarterly as taking stock and thinking like, okay, what's working? And obviously people do it on a daily basis as well. I do think just from like an inspiration point, like taking in something new and inspiring every day is just helpful to keep the creative juices flowing while still being able to focus on the plan that you've set out for yourself.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
So I know, you know, there's probably a zillion things you could pick out, but what's like maybe one or two things that you've learned along the way that have really like helped you and your business grow?
I guess, you know, technology. So someone recommended monday.com recently, you know, maybe 6 months ago, we've implemented that. We really like that. It can do a lot of different things. But even yesterday I hosted Gene Trowbridge on my podcast, and I've heard Gene talk a number of times. And we were talking about, you know, 1031s and some of the things that he said were different, or I heard it better this time around. Mm-hmm. So I learned some things from him, you know, yesterday. So they come from all, like I said, all different places, and you just have to be open to it and implement. Sometimes, you know, people were raving about ActiveCampaign, and we tried that CRM, and that CRM drove us nuts because it has a mind of its own, like as far as, you know, templates and putting in images. And it was quite frustrating. Some people swear by it. And we thought that MailChimp was easier to use because it doesn't change, you know, images and whatnot in there. So, you know, some things you like that people recommend, some things you don't like.
For sure. Yeah. No, I think that's a good summary of like, you know, it's not always going to work out, but it's worth it to try things. Yeah, this might be getting into the weeds just a little bit, but I use monday.com too. What are some of the things that, you know, maybe just one or two things that you find it useful for as far as team management?
Yeah. So it's got a maps function on there too. So we track our investors and where they live. So if I'm going out to that area, I can host a dinner or meet someone for coffee, and we can do a lot of different tracking on that for, you know, properties as well. Sending out emails. So there's a lot of functionality to it that we like. And I guarantee you, we're only probably using like a fraction of that, you know, functionality, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Very interesting. I know that is one thing about all the various technologies. They're so powerful these days. Very cool. Well, thanks so much. Lifelong learner. It's important in any business. And thanks so much for coming back on the show and sharing a bit about that, Gary. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, head over to our website, breakofdaycapital.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter and book a call with me. You can also get links to our social media on LinkedIn and Instagram. And we have a Facebook group, Asset Management Mastery. So be sure to join that group and talk to you soon.
Okay, very cool. Well, I hope you check out Gary's stuff. He's got, I'm sure, a ton of amazing, helpful information for anybody learning about the multifamily business. Thanks again, Gary, for coming on. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com. For tons of free educational content to further your success.